Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
I was at my older son's Little League game. They asked me if I'd coach first base. And in the middle of coaching first base, I get a text from Robin saying, we have a problem. Sale. He doesn't like the special jerseys. He doesn't want to wear it. I said, all right, talk him through why we're doing it and he'll figure it out. And then he responded with, no, he cut up the jersey. And I responded, and then again, I texted him back. I said, well, get him another jersey then. They got backups, get him another jersey. And then Robin sent me another text. Said, no, you don't understand. He cut up all the jerseys.
Oh, my God. That from Bourbon and a Buddy. When Shane Reardon had Rick Hahn on, and Rick told that story.
We're still very cool, by the way. Don't listen to anybody who says otherwise.
Okay, good. We also talked to David Robertson about his experience with that when he was on the Cubs, and that was amazing. But I've never heard Chris Sale talk about that incredibly infamous moment. Have you?
A lot of people have heard people talk around it. You're right. I've never heard directly from Sale on this.
Mm-hmm. So, Tanny, where'd you find this? This was...
So Mitch sent this to me earlier today. This is Chris Sale today was on the Compound Podcast,
Ian.
Which is, our guy Ian Happ and Sale's teammate, Zach Short. I mean, that's the connection there. That's how they were able to get Chris Sale there. So, yeah, he talked about it on the Compound Podcast just today.
Yeah, it was aggressive. we wore those uniforms the year before that. Rodon, whoever wants to research this, check those things out. They look like we were wearing muumuus on a baseball field. So basically, it's spring training, and I'm like, we're getting fitted for these jerseys. And I'm like, don't even fit me. I'm not wearing it. Season gets going. My start's creeping up. Tomorrow, you have to wear these things. And I just told our clubhouse manager, Rob, I was like, Rob, we can wear throwbacks. We'll wear the 83s, the ones that just say socks across the front, which are probably literally one of my all-time favorite uniforms. So I was like, we'll wear those, but we're not going to wear the other ones because literally nobody wanted to wear these things. I show up the next day. They're obviously hanging in the locker room. I walk in and very cool. Like, all right, Chris, it's not the time to do it. Just go tell Rob to change the jerseys. So, hey, Rob, you know, let's get these out of here. Let's put the 83s up. And Rob is kind of, you know, he's in a tough spot. I completely understand where he's at because he's like, this is my job to do this. These are my bosses. And I got some that doesn't want to wear these things. Robin pulled me in the office and was like, hey, man, like, you have to wear these things. Like, it sucks, but it's just something you got to do. So I'm just sitting there like, all right, well, if we got to wear these, I'll take care of it. So I have a knife in my locker. And that was another misconception. Everyone thinks it was scissors. It was a pocket knife. I literally just put the knife right in the middle of the shirt right here and just all the way down. We had like an island in the clubhouse. I put it on the island. I'm like, all right, Rob, we got to wear the 83s now. So I'm sitting there in my locker. Here comes Robin, and Robin with one of the most impossible jobs on the planet, managing me as a young guy. So he calls me in the office and he's like, Chris, like, you got to wear these things, man. Like, you got to wear it. Like, there's no way around it. Like, sponsors and yada, 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 you know, the money, the sponsorship, all this other stuff. And I was like, well, my jersey's gone, man. Like, it is shredded. This is kind of what set everything off. He was like, all right, they're making you a new one. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, they have extras. They're just, you know, they're going to make you a new one before the game. And I literally was just like, all right, they don't have 26 extras. And this is probably another misconception. It was like, this wasn't like me throwing this huge rage, you know, it wasn't, I'm not kicking and screaming at this point. So I literally, you know, and this was right before BP guys are still there. So I walk out there, I grab my knife and I go around the clubhouse and every single jersey, I think there might've been four of them. And there's four of them still floating around. I'm not naming names, but I have, there are people that have non-cut up jerseys that I've signed for them. Actually, it's my all-time favorite jersey to sign. People are laughing, I'm laughing, because you know, whoever's sitting at their locker, I'm cutting their jersey and I'm like saying like this like peace offering almost. It's like, you know, imagine it being in Atlanta and it's like I'm at Travis's locker, I'm like, dude, yeah, you're my catcher, you got my back. Go with Mikey's, is like, bro, you make, you know, web gems for me in the outfield, you got my back. And I, you know, just went around and did it all, and it was kind of like a funny thing. So then I get done with all of them, tell Rob to do it. And then that's when kind of things got off the rails and it was like, all right, well, you're done. You got to go. I didn't pitch that day. I got suspended by the team and the fine was fun. It was definitely, it was aggressive.
Wow. That is amazing that he's comfortable talking about it. Young Chris Sale, a crazy person.
It wasn't like I was going crazy. I just had a knife and was cutting everyone's clothes up.
Slowly and methodically.
I wasn't kicking and screaming. Oh, yeah. No way?
Yeah, you were just methodically walking through the clubhouse cutting up people's stuff.
Yeah, that's even more pathological, frankly.
After being warned multiple times.
Well, he certainly didn't end up pitching at him.
I love that David Robertson has one of the cut-up ones.
He has one of the cut-up ones, yeah. And he's got it hanging in his house. Yeah. But the four non-cut-up ones, who has those?
He never did send me that picture after we asked him to.
Robertson?
He never sent me the picture of it.
That is an incredible pull. I could hang out and just think about that and talk about that for 4 hours.
Shout out to our guy Ian Happ for that.
Yeah, man.
That is excellent.
That is great stuff. For Ian Happ to get out of Chris Sale. Holy hell.
Tomorrow, we are going to be broadcasting from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. We're going to be there. The score is going to be there from 10 until 6. It's going to be awesome. So if you're in the area, you should come by and check out the show. We're going to mess around with our friends from our sister station up in Milwaukee. It's going to be a good time. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, and Tanny, and Shane, and Coach Wanstead, wherever he is right now, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and appreciation you show this show. We will try to repay you in kind tomorrow from the Brat Stop in Kenosha at 2 on the score.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.